Namibia's heart and soul. We're bringing you the vibes and it's all today.
It's 7:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, earlier on, we did mention that, you know, Kwan revealed in 120 seconds, a segment that we do just before 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Recently, that 40% of working Namibians currently have personal loans.
Mm.
We did some digging.
Mm-hmm.
To understand where this debt came from,
yeah,
how people arrived at this debt,
mm-hmm.
and this was according to the Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor, and obviously with this debt, you would want to understand what the Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor is. So we did get hold of Old Mutual, isn't it, Shikwan?
No, we did. And we did have a conversation or pick to the brain that is of this really smart people there by Old Mutual. We had a quick touch in with Minion Dupreece. She is the Group Marketing, Public Affairs and Sustainability Executive.
Hmm.
And very soon also going to be a fresh touch. And I just had to put that in there.
Of course.
Yeah.
So about this Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor, we asked for an overview of what the Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor is and what the objectives are.
The Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor is an annual study conducted by Old Mutual Namibia to gain a comprehensive understanding of the financial behaviors and attitudes of Namibians, particularly those in the Namibian working population. The study focuses on a specific cohort of employed Namibians who make up approximately 28% of the country's population, aged between 18 and 65, with a monthly income of 3,000 or more, and residing in urban and peri-urban areas. The primary objective of OMFSM is to investigate and analyze the financial behavior and attitudes of working population in Namibia.
Hmm.
Mm. And then also something else that we also asked her, maybe just to bring you a little bit or to bring more clarity to you pertaining to this study, is how was the Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor conducted in terms of what methods did they actually use? You know, what prompted them to even start having this study or actually, take this survey on? And how exactly did they arrive at these conclusions?
The Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor employs a well-defined methodology to gather insights into Namibians' financial landscape. The study involves face-to-face, self-administered surveys targeting individuals with a personal income of 3,000 or more. The sample size in the 2023 study was 500 individuals and the fieldwork was conducted during August 2023. The survey covers a range of demographic factors including age, personal income, gender and geographical location with a quota control to ensure representativeness.
Mm. Okay, so it was about 500 people.
Yeah.
And it was 500 people that earn anything over $3,000.
$3,000,
That was surveyed.
Okay. And then also another question that we asked her as well was just, is there some sort of collaboration of information sharing between Old Mutual itself and also the Namibia Planning Commission? And this is what she had to say.
At the moment, there is no formal collaboration between Old Mutual Namibia and the Namibia Planning Commission, though the findings and report is loaded on our website for access to any person or organization.
You know what? I appreciate studies like this.
Yeah.
You know, where the private sector takes it upon themselves to try and understand and contextualize certain landscapes for us, the ordinary man, the layman. And this study is actually quite comprehensive, and we will look at it in the next couple of weeks. But for today, we're looking at those personal loans, and that 40% of us actually have personal loans or have encountered personal loans one way or another.
I genuinely feel that the amount should be more.
Should be more. I actually think it should be more. Should be more. 083-000-1029. Send us a voice note. What does this mean for you? 40% of working Namibians having personal loans. Also, when we get back, we will talk to our resident economist, Malcolm Tusep, who will also contextualize these findings for us. Stick around.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.